Peace, brothers and sisters. Let us read two places of scriptures.
请先翻开哥林多后书第四章。
Please first turn to 2nd Book of Corinthians, chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章第五节。
2nd Book of Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 5.
我们读第五、第六节好哈。
Let's read verse 5 and 6.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded light to shine out of darkness, has shined our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
我们再请翻到第一章。
Please turn to chapter 1.
我们从第三节。
Let's read from verse 3 to 14.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，是各样安慰的神。我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰，去安慰那遭各样患难的。我们既多受基督的苦楚。 就靠着基督多得安慰，我们受患难是为叫你们得安慰、得拯救。我们得安慰呢，也是为叫你们得安慰。这安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受的那样苦楚。我们为你们所存的盼望是确定的，因为知道你们既是同受苦楚，也必同得安慰。弟兄们。 我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了，自己心里也断定是必死，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神，他曾救我脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我，并且我们指望他将来还要救。 你们以祈祷帮助我，好叫许多人为我们谢恩，就是为我们因许多人所得的恩。我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实，在世为人，不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠。像你们更是这样。我们现在写给你们的话，并不外乎你们所念。 所认识，我也盼望你们到底还是要认识，正如你们已经有几分认识我，以我们夸口，好像我们在我们主耶稣基督的日子以你们夸口一样。
Blessed be God, even the Father of Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. As for us the suffering of Christ abounds in us, so our consolation also abounds by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so shall you be also of the consolation. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despair even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raised the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and thus delivered, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. You also help him together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks might be given by many on our behalf. For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world, and more abundantly to your word. For we write none other things unto you than what you read or acknowledge. And I trust you also acknowledge even to the end, as also you have acknowledged us in part, that we are your rejoicing, even as you also are ours in the day of the Lord Jesus. Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你给我们还有聚集的机会。
Lord, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to gather together.
你常在聚集中向我们施给许多的恩典。
You have given us much grace.
常常向我们显现，向我们说话。
Often manifest yourself and speak to us.
今天仍然无依无靠的向你仰望。
Once again, we trust no one but you.
因为只有你才是说话的主。
You are the only Lord who speaks.
说话的、翻译的、听话的，都一同等候在你的面前。
The one who speak, the one who translate, and those who listen all wait upon you.
若你不说话，说话的就没有话可以说。
If you do not speak, the one who speaks has no words to speak.
若你不是给翻译的有话语，翻译的也没有办法准确的翻译。
If you do not give words to the one who translate, the one who translate cannot translate accurately.
若你不启示你的话。我们也听不清楚你到底向我们说什么。
If you do not give revelation, we also cannot hear clearly.
我们再次求你用宝血接近我们。
We ask your precious blood once again cleanse us.
赐给我们能听的耳朵。
Give us the ear that hears.
赐给我们能看的眼睛。
Give us the eyes that can see.
赐给我们在主面前有敞开的交通。
Give us an open fellowship before the Lord.
主啊，我们求你施恩给我们。
Please be gracious to us.
让我们在这里乃是交通与自己。
So that we partake and fellowship in you.
在这里我们不见一人，只见耶稣。
That we see no one but Jesus.
求主堵住我们的破口。
Block all the breaches.
捆绑恶者一切有形无形的搅扰。
Bound all the obvious and also hidden distractions of the enemy.
但愿你赐给我们的机会是我们蒙祝福的机会。
Pray that this is the time of blessing.
我们无依无靠地向主仰望。
We come to no one but only you. Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 7月7号在伦敦发生了爆炸事件。
On July 7th, there was an explosion in London.
我想对住在伦敦的人是一个重大的冲击。
I believe it was a big impact for those who live in London.
他们在生活中好像失去了那个平静。
They have lost peace in their life.
而前两天又在继续的爆炸。
And the explosion happened again.
这好像给我们有一些的警告。
It gave us some warning.
现在我们好像来到一个时间，是一个比较特别的时间。
As we have come to a special time.
我记得我们读启示录的时候。
I remember as we read the book of Revelation.
启示录第六章里面。
In Revelation chapter 6.
当羔羊拿着那个书卷把印打开的时候。
When the lamb took the scroll and opened the seal.
那个第二印开的时候就有一匹红色的马出来。
When he opened the second seal, a red horse came.
然后呢就地上呢失去了。
And the earth lost the peace.
就是平安失去。
If the peace has been taken from earth.
人彼此相杀。
And the people shall kill one another.
第三印揭开之后。
As the third seal is open.
这世界有一个大的经济大恐慌。
There's a great turbulence in economy.
不晓得这个恐慌要持续多久。
Don't know how long the turbulence will last.
但是。连这个生活上最基本的物资最基本的需要的 都变得非常非常的宝贵，非常非常的昂贵。
Even the basic necessities in life become very precious and expensive.
到了第四印揭开的时候
，When the four seals open,
有一个死亡的权势大大的冲击这块地。
The power of death has been great impact of this earth.
所以就由刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫、野兽杀害地上四分之一的。
Therefore, the fourth of the earth are being killed, the sword, with the hunger and death.
就有一个死亡的权势在那里运动，在那里运作。
There's the power of darkness and death that's being worked among the earth.
我们在读这些话的时候，总觉得距我们好像还蛮远。
As we read these words, we think they are so far away from us.
但是你看一看这些事情发生哈，你会感觉距离你不太远。
But as you look at all the happening incidents, you will feel those are not far away.
我们前一段时间看到的那些自杀性的攻击，多半是局限在这个巴勒斯坦地那一带。
All the suicidal attacks that we saw were all concentrated on the Palestinians.
但现在这个自杀性的攻击呢，除了九一一之外呢，现在呢又到了世界更多的地方。
But now we see that all the suicidal attacks, in addition to 911, it all happened all over the earth.
这不但伦敦发生事情，连埃及的最大的度假胜地也发生爆炸。
Not only happened to London, but also the biggest vacation place in Egypt also happened.
我想我们基督徒不是一个不关心世界上事情的人。
I think as Christians are not someone who ignore of what's the happening of the world.
但是我们关心的角度跟世界上人关心的角度是有所不同。
But the angle of our attention is different from the world's attention.
因为我们知道神的话已经说出来。
Because we know God has spoken.
说出来之后就必定成就。
As God has spoken, He will complete.
所以到靠近末后的时期的时候，靠近末期的时候。这些事情都要发生。
As it comes to the end of the days, everything will happen.
靠近主再来的时候，这些事情都要发生。
As it comes to the second coming of the Lord, all things will happen.
所以我们千万不要以为说我们可以一直无忧无虑的过我们喜欢过的生活。
So let's not think that we can always enjoy the life we would like.
很多事情是身不由己的。
There are a lot of things that we cannot control.
不是你喜欢他就会临到；你不喜欢他就不会临到。
Not that it will happen to us as we like, and then those things we do not like will not happen.
我相信现在在伦敦的人，他坐公车都觉得很害怕。
I believe those who live in London are in great fear, even they take bus.
所以我们看到报上写说，那个卖脚踏车的，一夜之间呢，那个生意好的不得了。
So I read on newspaper that those who sell the bicycles, their business grow.
这地铁也不敢坐了，脚那个公车也不敢坐。
People do not dare to take subway nor bus.
人要寻求保护自己呢，就去买脚踏车。
People try to protect themselves by buying the bikes.
他们说，以前呢，在这个以前呢，这个一天呢卖不出一辆。
Before those events happened, not even one bike could be sold.
但是呢。这爆炸之后呢，一天最少就是上次爆炸之后呢，一天最少卖十七辆。
But after explosion, at least 17 bikes were sold in one day.
你看这个变化是很大的。
That's a great change.
我这里给我们有一个提醒。
And here's a reminder for us.
有一个时段是有苦难的时段。
There's a period of tribulation.
这是我们没有办法选择的。
This is something we have no choice of.
它是要发生的。
It will happen.
你预备好也发生，你没有预备好它也发生。
Whether or not you are prepared, it will happen.
但是呢，这个我们看苦难呢，我们就不照着这个没有信主的角度来看。
But from the angle we look at tribulation, it is different from the non-believers.
因为像这些事情哈，像这些爆炸了、这些攻击啊、恐怖活动啊，这些其实你看穿了，其实就是什么，罪和死亡的权势在那里强烈的运动。
For all those things, the explosions, the terrorist activities and attacks, once you realize it's all the death and power of death and evil are working.
虽然背后有很多的历史的情节，有很多可以分析的原因，但是呢，最简单的原则就是罪和死亡的诠释在那里运动。
Although we can have a lot of historical background, also analysis, but the basic principle behind all this is the power of sin and dark and death work among all these.
如果我们离开这个角度的话，我们看这个问题就会看到我们自己也很迷惑。
Apart from this angle, we will be confused also.
但是我们如果看准的话，我们就要知道我们该怎么办。
But if we look at this principle, then we will know what we shall do.
刚才我们读这个哥林多后书第一章第三到十四节这个部分。
As we read Second Book of Corinthians, Chapter 1, Verse 3 to 14.
我想在这一段的圣经里面哈，提醒了我这个有六个方面。
This part of scripture has reminded me six aspects.
因为这一段圣经里面呢，它不断的提到患难、患难、患难。
This part often talks about tribulation, suffering.
那它同时呢，也提到安慰、安慰、安慰。
It also talks about comfort.
那它又提到另外一面就是拯救。
And also salvation.
这里用的这个拯救的那个词呢？并不像我们平常讲的救恩那个词。
This salvation used here is different from the word salvation.
这个词呢是把你拉出来的那个词，就是从一个你在一个环境里面哈，你被困住了，然后他把你拉出来的那个，拉出来拯救，拉出来。
This word means deliverance, as if you are being delivered, being saved from an environment that you are being bound.
另外一方面呢就是祷告。
And another aspect is prayer.
还有一方面呢，就是一个恩典的态度。
And also the attitude of grace.
或者是恩典的一个人生的生活方式。
And the lifestyle of grace.
那另外一方面呢，就是智慧。
And also wisdom.
当然我想今天不可能通通的交通。
I think I cannot finish sharing all.
我们靠主恩典，我们交通多少算多少。
Let's share based on Lord's grace.
但是就是说，我们基督徒对于患难或者苦难这个事情呢，应当要有一些的认识。
As Christians, should have some understanding about suffering and tribulation.
因为主已经告诉我们说，患难是命定的。
Lord has told us it is already commanded for us to go through tribulation.
也就是说，你身为基督徒，不管你喜欢或不喜欢，你会有机会因为主的缘故遇到患难。
Being a Christian, whether you like it or dislike it, you will face tribulation because of the Lord.
所以呢，患难是很难逃避的。
Therefore, it's hard to escape the tribulation.
但是我们从在主面前所蒙的恩典呢？患难对基督徒是有绝对的帮助。
But by the grace we receive from the Lord, the tribulation definitely will help Christians.
对基督徒来讲是正面。
It is positive for Christians.
我们不像，就是我们没有信主的时候，我们经历困难、经历苦难的时候，我们充满的只是无奈、抱怨，好像消极。
Unlike that, before we believe in the Lord, that when we face sufferings, we are full of complaints, negative thoughts.
你如果明白了神的旨意，你发现患难对我们其实是造就。
If you understand the will of God, then you will realize that tribulation will actually edify us.
但这不是说我们要自己去找苦难。
But it doesn't mean that we go look for the sufferings.
但是我们要有一个正确的态度来面对。
But we should face them with the right attitude.
因为在患难的时候
，during tribulation.
常常可以显明我们里面那个真实的情形。
It often manifests the reality inside us.
你说你是一个信主的人。
You say that you are the one who believes in Lord.
我们说我们是有基督生命在我们里面的人。
We say that we have the life of Christ in us.
那患难有个特性，就是有强大的压力从外面往里面压。
The special characteristics of suffering is there's a great pressure coming from outside toward inside.
当这个压力压在我们身上的时候，把你身上压出什么东西出来？
What does it press out when all the pressure bestow upon you?
如果我们的里面还是充满了污秽，充满了罪， 充满的那些苦毒。
If inside of us are filled by impurity, sins, and all the bitterness,
这一压呢，就是压出那些罪、苦毒、那些污秽的东西。
Once it's pressed, all the bitterness, all the sins, and the impurity come out.
但是如果你里面是充满了那一个基督的生命
，But if in you is full of the life of Christ,
这一压呢？你就人就看见基督了。
Once it's been pressed, people will see Christ.
所以患难对我们是一个很大的祝福。
So suffering is a great blessing for us.
如果你里面充满了生命
，If your inside of you is full of life,
当患难的压力来的时候，你会有生命流出去。
In the pressure of suffering comes, then there is a life flowing out from you.
因为那个环境来的时候，常常叫我们要破碎。
Because the environment will break us.
平常不能谦卑的要谦卑。
Those who could not be humble before will have to be humble.
这个外壳很美丽的。
Those who seem really beautiful outside.
但在那个时候呢，外壳可能就要打破。
But the outside will be broken.
所以瓦器要破裂。
The vessel has to be broken.
流出什么东西呢？
What does it flow out?
里面若是生命，流出来是生命。
If there's life inside, life will flow out.
里面若是平安，流出来就是平安。
If there's peace inside, what flows out will be peace.
恶人没有平安。
There's evil people have no peace.
如果我们在神面前是被神看为是个恶人。
If we are evil in God's sight.
我们虽然外面的环境是平顺的，但我们里面没有平安。
Even our outside circumstances seem peaceful and smooth, but there's no.
来的时候呢，那个污秽的东西就出去了。
But there's no peace inside us. But when the pressure comes, all our impurity comes out.
如果我们里面是让复活的生命充满
，If inside us is being filled by the life of resurrection.
所以当患难来的时候呢，是让人看从你身上能够彰显那个复活的生命。
When the affliction comes, what manifests through you is the life of resurrection.
那个复活的能力。
The power of resurrection.
如果你里面是满有主的同在。
If inside of you is full of the presence of the Lord.
神有一面的性情是我们常常不太经历的。
There's one side of characteristics of the Lord which we often do not experience.
就是神是很忍耐的神。
Lord is the God who is long-suffering.
我想常常在祷告上去寻求主的人会有这样的经历。
Those who often seek the Lord through prayer often will have this experience.
我们常常觉得主好像慢我们半拍。
We often feel Lord is slow.
因为我们不能等。
Because we cannot wait.
好像觉得什么事情都是好像要拖好久。
We often feel Lord's taking so long.
但事实上不是。
However, it's not.
那是我们不能。
It's because we cannot.
我们这个人没有忍耐。
We are not long-suffering.
神是蛮有忍耐的。
God is the God who long suffers.
神如果没有忍耐，你我今天又在哪里啊
？If He does not suffer long, where are we now?
我们这些那么容易犯罪的人，
we are,
你在哪里、啊、
？Where are we for those of us who are so easy to sin?
但是一个在主面前被神充满的人呢，同时忍耐也充满他。
The one who is before the Lord being filled by God.Then also is the long suffering of the Lord filled him.
因为在经过患难的时候，需要忍耐。
Through affliction, there needs to be long suffer.
你没有忍耐，你就过不了关。
Without the long suffering, you cannot pass through.
你知道，常常我们在考试的时候，对不对
？Often as we take the exam,
考试的时候，最后都是比耐力的。
During the exam, that we have to go through the endurance.
有的人他实力很好，可是他耐力不够。
Some people are very good, but they do not have patience.
可能他后来表现就没有他原来那么好。
Maybe at the end, the result is not as good as original.
耐力是一件很重要的事。
So endurance is very important.
所以神的忍耐在我们里面。
So the endurance and long suffering of God is in us.
盼望。
Hope.
你有没有盼望
？Do you have hope？
你是口里有盼望，还是你心里有盼望
？Do you have hope just in your mouth, or you have hope in your heart？
你是真的活在你的盼望当中， 还是你那个盼望只是一个观念而已？
Do you truly live in your hope, or the hope is only a concept?
当压力来的时候，
When pressure comes,
就会显明你的盼望在哪里。
It will reveal where is your hope.
你的盼望如果在主那里，你就紧紧抓着主。
If your hope is on the Lord, then you will grab the Lord very hard.
你的盼望如果是主所告诉你的，你就会更相信，更坚持走在主那里。
If the, your hope is what Lord has already told you, then you will even trust and also even walk towards the Lord.
这患难哈，常常会对一个人哈产生两极化。
Afflictions will cause the two extremes on the people.
就是当患难来的时候哈，那个跟主关系好的越好。
When affliction comes, those who have close relationship with the Lord, it will become closer.
那个不愿意亲近主的呢，就越来越坏。
Those who are not willing to draw close to the Lord will become worse. Two extremes.
因为当那个压力很大的时候，没有中间地带。
There is no middle ground when there is great pressure.
因为你稍微跟主的关系不好呢，你就站不住。
Because you cannot stand firm once your relationship with the Lord is not good.
所以你的盼望在哪里？
So where is your hope?
神所说要使天上地上一切所有的在基督里面同归于一，是不是你的盼望？
Is this your hope, as God says that He will let all things in heaven and earth to be reconciled and unity in Christ?
如果不是你的盼望，那像面对像伦敦或者像九一这些事情的话，我们用什么做法？
If it is not your hope, as we face what happened in London and 911, what should we do?
如果是你的盼望，
If it is your hope,
又是一种做法。
Then there's another method.
所以神的旨意在我们心中的地位就影响我们在患难中的表现。
So the position of God's will in our hearts will have influence over how we react over tribulation.
所以我在主面前思想，
So I think before the Lord.
这个患难对我们呢有几方面的意义。
There are several meanings of the tribulation towards us.
一个方面就是患难呢，要把我们带进那个生命度量的实际里面去。
One fact is that tribulation will bring us into the reality measure of life.
而且经过那个患难之后呢，这个生命会丰富起来。
And through the tribulation, our life abounds.
不但会丰富起来，经过患难之后呢，这个生命呢会显出它的荣耀。
Not only become more abundant after tribulation, the glory of life manifests.
我们都是不喜欢患难的人。
We are people who do not like tribulation.
我们听到患难都是想跑的。
As we hear about tribulation, we would like to run away.
但除非你这一个人被主完全的得着。
Unless you are being totally gained by the Lord.
除非你这一个人能够享受主那个无限的同在。
Unless you are able to enjoy the riches of Lord's presence.
否则没有人会愿意留在那样的情况底下。
But nobody would like to remain in that circumstance.
但是主的话告诉我们说，我们是必须要经过患难。
But Lord's words tell us that we have to go through tribulation.
有一句话弟兄姊妹很熟。
There's one word that's very familiar.
是在马太福音第七章十四节。
In book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 14.
他说引到永生，那个门是窄的。
It says that the door to eternal life it is narrow.
路是小的，找着的人也少。
The way is straight and those who find it is few.
我在查考的时候，对我来讲有一个比较新的发现。
As I study, I found something new.
那个路是小的。
The road is narrow.
这路不止小。
The way is not only narrow.
那个路是有许多患难的。
The way is full of tribulation.
也就是说，你要达到生命的成长，要达到生命的丰富，这些经过患难是一个必经的过程。
So that in order to have the growth of life and abundance of life, to go through tribulation is a must.
所以对我来讲也是一个鼓励啊。
So it is also an encouragement to me.
因为以前一些爱主的弟兄姊妹哈，鼓励我们。
There were a lot of brothers and sisters who loved the Lord and encouraged us.
那你如果真的认识主，你真的经历主的好。
If you truly know the Lord and experience His goodness.
你蒙主的开你的心眼。
Your eyes are being opened by the Lord.
会在你身上产生一个变化。
There's a change in you.
你再也不怕人生遇到什么困难。
Then no longer you will be afraid to face difficulties in life.
其实我们常常很多的努力就是希望以后不要遇到困难。
We have tried so hard to not deal with difficulties anymore.
对不对？今天这个努力就是为了将来少遇到一个困难。
Our effort today is that so that we face less difficulties in the future.
但是其实呢，常常都是徒劳无功的。
But everything's in vain.
啊。不是你不想遇到就不遇到，这跟你想不想没有关系。
Not that you do not want to face them, then you won't face them. It has nothing to do with whether you like or not.
你一直不想哈，其实不如说你能够一个正确的态度来面对。
Even if you do not want to, you keep thinking you don't want to, then you would rather face it with the right attitude.
不是说你表现得很好，你就不遇见困难。
Not that you are doing so well that you won't face difficulties.
也不是说你很亲近主就不遇见困难。
Not that you draw close to the Lord, you won't face difficulties.
啊，也不是说你很明白神的旨意就不遇见困难。
Not that you know the will of God and you won't face difficulties.
啊，当然了，你不明白神的旨意，也不代表你不会遇见困难。
Of course, if you don't know the will of Lord, it doesn't mean that you will not face difficulties.
但是呢？你如果经历主的各样的好处
，If you experience all the goodness of the Lord，
会在你身上产生一个新的看见
，There you will have a new seeing in you，
产生一个激励
，There's an encouragement，
你不怕遇见困难
，You are no longer afraid of difficulties，
因为你当你遇见困难的时候呢，你知道谁是你的帮助
，Because you know who is your help，
谁是你的山寨，谁是你依靠，谁是你的扶持。
Who is your fortress? Who is your entrustment? And who can help you?
不止如此。
Not only that.
当你在长一点，在患难中经历的那个恩典的时候
，As you face the grace that you experience during your tribulation，
你发现，如果主让你经过一次艰难之后，那个对主的认识是一个跳级的认识。
You know the Lord even by above so many levels after you experience the tribulation.
是个跳跃式的认识。
It's like jumping to a different level.
当然在过程当中可能是非常非常的难过的。
Of course, during the process, it is very difficult.
非常不容易的。
Very tough.
但是呢，常常这个使得我们呢，那个不会亲近主的那个，就是原来不会亲近主的，因为经过那个过程之后，好像跟主的那个关系突然接通了。
But those it was like if we did not know how to get closer to the Lord. But after the difficulty, all of a sudden we are connected to the Lord.
但是你如果真的经历主在患难中的帮助多一点的话
，If you truly experience the help from the Lord in difficulties，
你甚至会有个感受，当有在这个困难来的时候
，And you have a feeling as the difficulty comes，
是你。再一次更大的成长的时候
，It is the great chance for you to grow again。
再一次往上跳的时候
，The another chance for you to jump up。
一个基督徒他生命要怎么样达到完全的丰满，这是没有上限的。
There is no limit for a Christian's life to become perfect。
所以呢，我觉得主回答那个雅各跟约翰哈，他们跑到主面前说。他们请他的妈妈来说，这个主啊，你德国降临的时候哈，我这两个儿子要一个坐你左边，一个坐你右边。
So as Lord answers John and James, as their mother comes saying, telling the Lord that as your kingdom comes, my two sons would like to sit one on your left hand side, one on your right hand side.
但主说呢，这不是我可以给的，将来为了谁就是谁的。
Lord says, this is not what I could give.The one what for whom is already assigned.
这是主给我们保留机会啊。
That is because Lord has kept the opportunity for us.
就是说在神面前，你在左边，在右边，在主面前左右边，不是可以关说的。
It is not that we can foretell for whether who sits before who sits on the right or left hand side of the God.
是你谁向谁谁向主认真，谁能够让主能够带到生命的度量，能够达到那个地位，谁就可以去啊。
That's saved for those who mean business to God and also those who already reach the fullness of capacity of life.
所以你千万不要被你以前帮助你的弟兄限制了。
So please do not be limited by those brothers who help you before.
你也不要被保罗限制了。
And not be limited by Paul.
哦，你说保罗他的三层天的经他太高了。
He has gone to third heaven. He's very high.
以后再也没有人可以超过保罗。
And nobody can exalt before Paul.
不知道哎。
We don't know that.
圣经没有下这个断案。
Bible doesn't say that.
对不对？就是说，主保留一个机会给愿意的人。
Lord has saved the opportunity to those who are willing.
但如果都没有啊，也许保罗他就是。很高的，对不对？
But of course, if nobody else could reach that, then Paul is high.
但是对我们来讲，
But for us,
如果我们有一个正确的态度，就是患难来的时候，是我们再一次蒙恩长进的时候。
But for us, if we have the right attitude, is that as tribulation comes, it is the chance for us to grow and receive more grace.
是你吃大餐的时候。
It's the time for big meal.
你就发现你面对那个患难，面对的困难的时候，那个态度是大不相同的。
Then you will find that as you face the difficulty and tribulation, your attitude will be so different.
当然了，这个态度不是说你用你自己肉身的能力去面对这个患难。
Of course, it is not to say that you use your own fleshly power to face the difficulty.
当然，这个世界上有很多人，他凭着自己的能力去解决很多很多的困难。
There are a lot of people in the world to use their own fleshly power to resolve many difficulties.
但如果他是只靠着他自己的力量，他最终的结果就这一个人一定非常的骄傲。
If only through his own power, at the end, this person will become very proud.
非常的自负。
Very self-sufficient.
甚至因为他自己的力量用了太多，他对神的认识受了限制。
He has used too much of his own effort, then the knowledge of him to know God will be limited.
所以我们积极的态度呢，乃是在患难中，我们更积极的来寻求主。
So a positive attitude is that we seek the Lord even more during tribulation.
所以每一次经历那个的时候，你都发现你对主的认识有新的认识。
So every time as we go through this, we will have a new understanding of the Lord.
你跟主的关系是一个新的认识，新的关系。
There's a new relationship between us and God.
超过以往。
It's exceeding before.
你得着那个生命的供应都超过以往。
You receive the supply of life, which is even exceeding than before.
而且你对主的话，那个认识和那个相信呢，是超过以往。
And your trust towards God's words and believing His words is even far exceeding than before.
我想问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
Let me ask brothers and sisters a question.
你信主这么些日子以来。
After those days of you believing the Lord.
你对主的话，那一个相信，那个持守，有没有比以前进步？
Have your belief and also your lay hold of Lord's words, have they been improved?
如果没有
，If not，
你可能没有经历主太多。
Probably you have not yet experienced the Lord much。
你可能没有得着主启示或者摸到太多。
You have not yet received revelation from the Lord nor touched much。
但是如果你被主不断的遇见，被主不断的扶持
，If you always being met by the Lord and being uplifted by Him。
即使你起头对主的话还有某种程度的怀疑
，Even though at beginning you might doubt a little bit of Lord's words，
神经过许多奇妙的带领，会让你对神的话是更加的肯定。
After all the amazing leading of God, He will let you even more lay hold of trust in His words。
而且那些话不停留在道理而已。
And all the words does not only stay in knowledge.
那些的话会在你生命中，好像在你血液中，在那运动。
The words will work among your life, even in your flesh and blood.
是你生命的一部分。
It's part of your life.
而事实上呢，当我们读神的话、听神的话呢，我们 也可能也需要为了神的话站住。
In fact, we also have to stand firm for Lord's words as we listen and read.
所以呢，就有个机会，可能是因为神的话遭遇患难或者遭遇逼迫。
Therefore, there will be an opportunity that because of Lord's words, we face persecution and tribulation.
所以基督并不是一个没有原则的人。
Therefore, Christians are not those who without principle.
你可以对人很好。
We can be very nice to people.
但是主在你身上所启示的。
But what Lord has revealed to you.
主在你身上所带领的。
What Lord has led you.
你不能放弃。
You cannot forsake them.
因为你不放弃主在你身上所带领的。
Because you do not forsake Lord's leading on you.
而这些又与那些反对的人冲突。
And I have great conflict for those who are against you.
这就可能产生混乱，产生患难。
Then there will be great difficulties and tribulation.
所以有些人呢，就怕为主站住，所以呢，一困难来的时候就退掉了。
Therefore, a lot of people are afraid to stand firm for the Lord. So once difficulty comes, they draw back.
一个很简单的事情，一个人一信主之后，他必须受浸。
There's one very simple thing is that one has to be baptized as soon as he believes in the Lord.
受浸是信主的人为着他信主做的第一个见证。
To get baptized is the first testimony once he has believed to the Lord.
这个在神的话里面是再清楚不过的。
This is very clear in Lord's words.
可是呢，人呢，看虽然看见了这个话，但是可能环境上呢，他有一些的压力，他就不愿意来受浸。
But although people had seen the words, but when the pressure comes from his environment, he does not get baptized.
啊，他可能因为受浸，可能让他父母亲不高兴。
Maybe his parents will not be happy if he gets baptized.
可能受浸，他的朋友怎么样，对他怎么样，他就是一些的原因，总叫他就不做了。
His friends might have some reaction because of his baptism. Because of several reasons, he stops from baptizing.
所以你看到就是说。神的话给我们，并不是只叫我们知道而已。
So therefore, you see that when God gives His words to us, not just for our knowledge.
你不但知道，你还要进到里面去。
Not only you know, but you enter in.
所以我们在主面前当蒙了恩典到一个地步。
Therefore, as we receive Lord's grace to a point,
彼得就劝我们。
Peter encourages us.
他说呢。我们应该要有受苦的心智。
We have the heart to go through tribulation.
这个受苦的心智哈，不是要自讨苦吃。
This will of suffering is not that we seek sufferings ourselves.
这个受苦的心智呢，是叫我们呢，这个人能够与罪能够切断那个关系。
It is for us to totally cut off from the relationship sin for the heart, the mind of suffering.
因为平常哈比较没有那么多压力，没有那么苦的时候哈，我们有时候那些犯罪不容易出来。
When there's not so much pressure and not a lot of tribulation, our sins probably won't become out easily.
当我们遇到一个环境，人对我们产生深的攻击，产生致命的攻击的时候，常常我们那个犯罪的潜能就跑出来。
When we face those difficulties, when we face those great attacks, even a life-threatening circumstances,
那解决这个问题呢，就是我们魂要得救。
Our sins will come out, and the only way to resolve this problem is the salvation of the soul.
就是我们的魂呢，能够不被它激动。
Our soul will not be stirred up.
因为有的时候就是说那些的患难那痛苦是直接是已经触及到我们的肉身的。
Because sometimes the tribulation will already touch our body.
触及到你肉身，你会痛的。
You will hurt when it touch your body.
但是如果你肉身痛，你的魂跟着一起痛的话，那你就很难不犯罪。
If your body hurts and you let your soul also start to hurt, then it's so hard for you not to sin.
但是如果你的魂能够安定在主的面前。
But if your soul is rested before the Lord,
而且怎么样说，你从主那里接受这一个 就是因为这是你可能是因为主的缘故而受苦的，你愿意。
And if you receive that because for Lord's sake you are going through the suffering and you say I will, I'm willing.
主就他给你能力了，他就使你了，不在那个时候那个犯罪的东西出来。
And Lord will give you power so that the power of sin will not come out at that moment.
我想这个其实在平常就都很容易遇到。
We experience this in daily life.
好像那个我举个例哈，在我有一次那个我应该是讲过的哈，一次我从那个家里要到会所来。
Let me give an example. Maybe I share about this before. I came from my home to the gathering place.
那我在家里呢，就开始在听那个信息的录音带。
I was listening to the tapes of message.
我听得很投入啊。
I was very enjoying.
然后呢，我觉得哎呀不够，所以就在车上继续放。
I thought it was not enough, so I keep listening in the car.
所以我的注意力呢都在注意他讲什么。
So all my attention was on the message.
他给我帮助什么？
What could the message help me?
所以好像我一边听他呢，我一边也在好像在那里交通啊。
So as I was listening, I was also fellowshipping.
哦，很享受。
I really enjoy.
但是呢，那一次呢，我就不走我平常走的路哈。
But I did not take the normal way which I took.
因为我算一算，就是说我再绕一点路呢，这个录音带才可以听完。
Because I thought if I change my routing, then I could finish this tape.
就没有想到这一绕呢，到一个地方呢，那边路挡起来了。
However, when as I changed my routing, the road was being blocked.
也就是说，我知道的路呢不能走了。
So the my usual way which I know cannot go through anymore.
然后我被逼的要转到另外的路呢，是我不认识的路。
So I was forced to turn around to an unfamiliar way.
那我对路又很陌生啊。
And I'm not familiar with the roads.
所以我想，哎呀，这下子转丢了很麻烦了。
Then I thought it would be great trouble if I get lost.
所以我就一边也在听录音带，但一边呢就一直很注意到底现在到哪里去，要不要转弯，要不要怎么样，一直在那里观察。
So although I was paying attention listening to the tape, but I was also paying attention to which road am I and where I should turn.
所以速度呢开得比较慢。
So I was driving very slowly.
啊，但没有想到呢，后面有一部车呢就一直贴着我屁股后面走。
But there was a car following me very closely.
哎呦，一发现了，我说啊，那我应该让他了。
And I noticed, I thought I should just yield.
我看到也还是一直贴着走，他也不走。
But he still followed me very closely and did not just pass me.
我就碰到红灯了，我就停下来。
So I stopped when there was red traffic light.
那红灯停下来的时候呢，哎，我再看看那个，好像左转可以。
As I stopped at the red traffic light, I thought maybe I could turn left.
然后呢，我在这个才打左转灯。
Then I turned on the left turn light.
就是我停下来的时候才打左转灯。
After I stopped, I turned on the left turn light.
然后我看我后视镜呢，那后面那个车呢开始倒车。
I saw from the rear mirror that the car behind me started to back up.
那我想啊，对了，那我挡了他的路了，对吧？那我就向前开一点，让他能够倒得出来的。
I thought I probably blocked his way, so I drove a little bit forward so he was able to drive out.
结果呢，他就很快的就跑到我旁边，把窗子摇下来。
Then immediately he drove next to me and roll down the window.
然后就拼命讲，就骂，又指又骂，然后好像骂得很高兴了。
And he continued to yell at me.
然后他旁边又一个女的。
And there was also a girl sitting next to him.
哇，我想他这个，因为他要显示他是英雄，他可能要骂得更凶嘛。
Probably he will have to show that he's a hero, so he yelled even louder.
但那时候主给我感动说，我就跟他比手说，我道歉。
Lord touches me to apologize to him.
那我就说，反正我跟他道歉了，对不对？我也不下车，也不跟他再回应。
Since I already apologized, so I didn't come out of the car nor have any more response.
他不但骂，还比手势啊。
He did not only yell, but he also pulled out his hand for postures.
真的很难看，是吧
？It was very bad.
感谢主，我里面一点都没有感觉。
Thank the Lord, I had no feeling inside.
就是我一点都没有感觉，他好像骂到我这个人身上来。
I had no feeling that he was yelling, scolding on me.
我知道他在骂，但是呢，他没有摸到我的魂呢。
I knew he was scolding me, but it did not touch my soul.
那我就不晓得，结果那个灯一转绿啊，他就很快就冲走了。
As soon as the light turned green, he ran forward.
不晓得是我怕还是他怕，我也搞不懂。
I did not even know who's fear of who.
反正就他应该，我说当然他如果停下来，那就可能麻烦大更大了。
Of course, if we stop there, I will be in more trouble.
我感谢主，就说怎么样？就说你如果跟主有很好的关系。
Thank Lord that if you have a good relationship with the Lord.
那个突如其来的事情。
When things happen suddenly.
肯定要刺激你犯罪。
That will influence you to sin.
但是因为主的同在，主的保守。
Because of Lord's presence and His keeping.
你魂是蒙神保守。
So your soul is being kept by God.
你也有一个受苦的心智。
And you also have the mind of suffering.
也就是说，虽然这不合理了。
Because although this is unreasonable.
但是为了主的缘故呢，我还是愿意接受。
But for the sake of the Lord, I'm willing to accept.
其实很多事情就因为这样解决了。
A lot of things are being resolved this way.
啊，不要说别的，光在家庭里面都是这样。
Not talk about other things, but only also in family.
对不对？大家仔细自己想想就知道了。
You can think about it and you know.
啊，很多事情都是这样的。
A lot of things are this way.
在工作上也是这样。
At your work.
对不对？不是你表现不好。
Not that you are not doing well.
不是你待人不好。
Not that you treat others badly.
有的时候不得已就是必须的。
Sometimes it's out of your control. It just happens.
所以你如果有一个受苦的心智，那个你犯罪的这个潜能呢，它就被压下来了。
So if you have the mind of suffering,
就是你肉身即使受苦的时候呢，你还是愿意伏在神大能的手下。
Even you, if your flesh is being under suffering, but you are willing to be under God's mighty hand.
但是更积极的。
But even more positively.
这是彼得告诉我。
Peter tells us.
我想这是彼得很有经验的。
Because Peter is experienced.
彼得在十字架底下呢，三次否认主。
Peter has denied the Lord three times under the cross.
我相信这不是他愿意的。
I believe it was not out of his willingness.
所以他自己知道他怎么回事。
So he knew what happened to him.
他知道那个时候呢，他还没有受苦的心智。
He knew that he did not have the mind of suffering.
但是他认识经历主到一个地步。
But he experienced and know the Lord to a point.
他就告诉我们说，当你经过患难的时候，受苦的心智是件很重要的事情。
He tells us that once you go through tribulation, it is important to have the mind of suffering.
解决我们很多问题。
Resolve a lot of our problems.
也很多负面的事情呢，不继续发展下去。
And it stops from a lot of negative things from happening.
不但如此。
Not only that.
他说，其实更重要的是叫我们能够照神的旨意，在世界上，在这个地上，在世界上度余下的光阴。
And what's more important is that we can walk in this world according to the will of God.
你这个人如果被罪，被那些污秽拖走了。
If you are being drawn by sins and also the impurities.
你没有办法思想神的旨意。
You cannot think about the will of God.
那更没有办法说行在神的旨意。
And not mention about walk in his will.
但是如果你蒙主的保守。
But if you are being kept by Lord.
所以每一次那些负面东西来的时候，
So whenever the negative things come upon,
你活在主的面前，
You live before Lord.
你不但不被他影响，
Not only that you are not influenced by them,
你反过来你要让神借着你，让神的心意能够成就出去。
On the other hand, through you, God is able to accomplish his will.
这是一个很稀奇的事情。
It is very amazing.
但是这是一个很实际的东西。
But this is also a reality.
但是在这一个患难或者里面有很多，在患难当中也有很多试探发生。
There's a lot of temptations during the tribulation.
所以雅各就告诉我们说哈。
James tells us.
就是忍受试探的人呢，他要将来要得到生命的冠冕。
Those who endure the temptations will receive the crown of life.
也就是说我们这一个人哈，你不要小看哈。神在我们身上灵魂身体的得救。
So do not despise the salvation of the body, soul and spirit.
我们常常很愿意把焦点放在我们人以外的事情上。
We often like to pay attention to those outside of our us people.
但是在神你会发现哈，你读圣经你会慢慢就感觉到出来，就是说神呢给我们许多外面的事情呢其实是次要的。
But in God's eyes, then you will realize that God has provided us a lot of things outside of us, which are secondary.
那些许多外面的事情呢，其实最后呢是要来到我们这个人的身上。
All those things from outside will come upon us.
是要拯救我们这个人。
To save us.
是要造就我们这个人。
To edify us.
是要成全我们这个人。
To complete us.
所以，这一个当许多的事情临到我们的时候。
So when a lot of things come upon us.
不是只是事情的解决方式而已。
Not just to find ways to resolve them.
因为我们常常只是为了说，哦，一个事情有一个暂时性的解决，把它解决就好了。
We often say, let's just resolve those temporarily.
那我们忽略我们这个人在当中是怎么回事。
But we ignore us, the person.
结果呢，事情我们以为是解决的。
But we thought the things are being resolved.
但是我们这个人呢，却没有得到任何的造就。
However, we are not being edified.
没有得到任何的好处。
We have not gained any benefit.
有的时候呢，我们觉得事情解决了。
Sometimes we thought everything is resolved.
在我们身上呢。 反而是一个亏损,
but it's a loss on us.
因为许多解决问题的方式呢，就显明我们是怎样活在主的面前。
Because the ways to resolve the problems manifest how we live before God.
你是一个活在神旨意里面的人。
If you are someone who lives in the will of God,
你就会根据你活在神旨意里面去寻找。 在神旨意里面解决的方法,
then you will find a way to resolve the problem according to when you live in the will of God.
如果你是一个活在没有神交通的人,
if you are someone who living have no fellowship with God,
你只活在人群当中,
you live among the world,
你只活在人自己里面,
you live inside yourself.
所以呢，你的解决呢，只能照你人的方法。
Then the way you resolve is according to yourself.
所以。 每一个事情经过在我们身上都有影响。
So every single thing has an impact on us.
我信主越多年，我感觉越深刻。
The more years I believe in the Lord, the more I have experience.
在我的感觉好像基督徒是没有闲的时候。
In my feeling that there is no such time as not busy for Christians.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你觉得你闲不闲？
I'm wondering if you think if you are busy or not.
有时候我们觉得我们好像 没什么事情，太无聊。
Sometimes we think we have nothing to do, very bored.
基督徒生活很无聊。
Christian life is very bored.
不会。
No.
没有一天无聊。
There's not even one day being bored.
甚至没有一分钟无聊。
Not even 1 minute being bored.
你每一天所经过的事情。
Everything you experience in your daily life.
在你生命上是一个亏损呢，还是个建造？
Whether it's a loss or a benefit edification in your life.
我不晓得你有没有感觉这一点。
Have you ever thought about this?
你上班。
You work.
你在工作，你在公司里面上班。
You work in office.
你在公司里面上班所做的每一件事情，你在神面前是一个得建造呢，还是受亏损？
Everything you do at office, is it a benefit for you or a loss for you before God?
我虽然在世上的公司上班时间不太长。
Although I did not work in the companies in the world, not for a long time.
但我非常感谢主给我那一段时间。
But I truly thank the Lord for giving me that time.
因为那一段时间我没有闲过。
Because I did not even have a minute of not being busy.
这没有闲过，不是说你那个一天到晚那个公司的事情把你挤的那个一点都闲不下来，不是这个意思啊。
Not busy, not means that all the things that I'm not being pressed by all the things from work.
当然有时候真的很忙了。
Of course, maybe I was very busy sometimes.
但是更重要的就是说，每一件临到我的工作，都是我用来经历主的一个大好机会。
But what's more important is that every work that comes upon me is a great experience for me to experience the Lord.
所以看起来我跟其他的同事呢是做一样的工作。
So although sometimes it seems that I'm doing the same work as other colleagues.
可是对我来讲，我跟其他的同事呢，在神面前的那个认识的那个关系呢，是两个极大的距离在那分开的。
But to me, there is a great distance that's setting me apart for my relationship with the Lord, and then comparing with my colleagues.
因为每一件事情一临到我，我就可以经历主一个东西。
Because I'm able to experience something about God
好像我的眼睛就被开启了。
Based on everything is experienced, and my eyes are open.
好像神的某一方面就让我看见了。
As I see some part of about God.
所以那个我发现那个生活是很丰富的。
Then I feel the riches of that kind of life.
而且呢，我让我的工作是让神来参与。
And I let God to be part of my work.
所以我的同事有时候觉得很奇怪啊。
So sometimes my colleagues felt strange.
像我那个，我们那时候在台湾的政管会哈，查账的时候，我们你知道这个台湾的证券市场在那个时候，有的时候政管会出来都查不到东西的。
I was working of financial government in Taiwan that a lot of people were trying to audit, but they could not find out anything.
可是很可惜，我就查了好几次。
Unfortunately, I have audited a lot of things.
然后呢，我同事就在想说，你怎么能查得到？
And my colleagues said, how could you find out?
为什么我们都查不到?
How come we could not find out?
我说你也不相信。
And I say that even if I tell you, you won't believe.
因为我是至高的神在人的国中掌权。
Because the God of Most High is in control of the man.
我就祷告至高的神，这个地方如果有犯罪的，你就让他能够显明出来。
I pray to the God of Most High that if there's some loophole, somethings in this place, please make reveal.
我只是小喽啰，我去捡东西而已。
I'm only someone who just pick up what God reveals.
你显明了，我把它捡起来而已。
God has revealed, I picked them up.
我不是那个真正发现的人。
I'm not the one who found out.
我好几次查的东西，都是像随手就拿到的。
There were a lot of times what I found out as if I just picked them up.
有时候自己拿到自己都还不知道呢。
And I didn't even realize when I picked them up.
只是感觉这个要拿起来就对了。
I only thought I should pick them up.
回去仔细研究才发现，哎呦，真的拿到了。
Then I realized those are what I should pick after I went home to study.
所以，神真的让我们经历每一件事情，都是对我们很大的帮助，生命的很大的造就。
So God truly let us experience everything to edify our life.
要患难这件事情呢，在生命上造就是很特别的。
The issue of suffering has a great edification in life.
与主他是很乐意把生命的冠冕给我们。
Because the Lord is very, very willingly to give us the crown of life.
所以当这个士免拿教会要经历大患难的时候。
So as the Church of Smyrna to experience great tribulation.
主告他们说你们要至死忠心。
The Lord says you should be faithful unto death.
就是你向神有信心。
To be faithful unto the Lord.
如果真的向神有信心，神到时候就给你。
If you are faithful toward the Lord, He will give you.
好，我再讲另外一点。
Let me share another point.
这一个患难呢，是神把我们带往荣耀的道路之一。
Tribulation is one of the ways that God brings us into the way of glory.
你要达到荣耀，你的过程经过患难是必须的。
It is a must for us to reach glory.
这在圣经里面呢，多次的告诉我。
It has been told us many times in Bible.
所以呢，到底主的盼望在我们里面多实际。
So what is the reality of our hope unto God?
还有我们对神的荣耀的认识是达到什么程度？
And how much is our understanding toward the glory of God?
如果我们真的能够像好像罗马书第五章说，
If we can truly be like what it says in the chapter 5 of book of Romans.
他说我们蒙恩得救，然后就站在这个恩典的地位上。
For we stand in the position of grace once we are being saved.
我们已经称义了。
We have the position of righteousness.
我们来到神面前再也不怕了。
And we no longer fear to come before God.
我们可以坦然地来到神面前。
We can come before God boldly.
这是很宝贵的事情。
This is very precious.
一个人如果不能坦然到神面前，他是没有路走的。
If one cannot come to God boldly, there's no way.
但是你如果能够坦然地来到神面前，
But if you are able to come to God boldly,
患难就不能打倒你，患难反而要造就你。
Tribulation cannot knock you down, it will edify you.
患难不但不能打倒你，患难还要把你推向荣耀之路。
Not only tribulation cannot knock you down, but it will push you to the way of glory.
所以他说， 如果我们是已经站在那个新地位上面，
So it says if we are already standing in this new position,
我们就可以欢欢喜喜的来盼望神的荣耀。
So we can joyfully to have the hope of God's glory.
当然在那里提到说患难可以生忍耐，忍耐可以生老练。
It says that the tribulation comes to endurance, endurance to character.
老练有生盼望。
Character to hope.
所以其实我们里面的盼望不是一下子就是很清楚的。
So that the hope in us is not very clear all of a sudden.
好像遇到一些的困难的时候，就让我们里面呢更清楚我们的盼望在哪里。
When we face some difficulties, then we will even know more that where is our hope.
好像经历一些事情之后，我们里面就知道生命的路在哪里。
After we experience the difficulties, then we will know where is the way of life.
而且经过那些东西之后，
After we go through,
我们对于以弗所书第一章所讲的东西，对我们就比较贴切。
Then what it talks about in chapter 1 of book Ephesians becomes more reality to us.
在以弗所书第一章讲说神他的救赎计划。
In the first chapter of book Ephesians, it talks about the purpose of the plan of God's salvation.
在保罗他看神救赎的计划，他觉得这是充满了荣耀。
As Paul seeing the plan of God's salvation, he feels it's full of glory.
不想您看到这看不出来。
Have you seen it?
还是我们觉得哎，这很平常。
Or we feel this is very normal.
我们也谈了很多。
And we often talk about it.
可能没什么太了不起。
There's nothing great about it.
可是从保罗的角度来看，他说这里面充满了荣耀在里面。
But from the perspective of Paul, it says it's full of glory.
当然这是需要被开启的。
We need to be opened by this.
而且呢，他说神呢，把神儿子的名分赐给我们，这也是充满了荣耀的。
And God has given us a sonship. This is full of glory.
你得到神儿子的名分，这是不是件荣耀的事情？
To receive sonship, isn't it something glorious?
在罗马书第八章告诉我们。
In chapter 8 of book of Romans.
他说，凡是能够顺从圣灵的，都称为神的儿子。
Those who follow the leading of Holy Spirit become the sons of God.
能够让圣灵引导。
Those who are being able to led by the Holy Spirit.
啊，你得儿子的名分不是自己乱讲啊。
It is not our own boasting for receiving sonship.
我们不能够受圣灵的引导，然后自己在那喊我已经得儿子的名分，那是骗人的。
It is self-deceiving if we say we cannot be led by the Holy Spirit, but say we receive sonship.
儿子有儿子生命度量的，就是他跟圣灵的关系是非常的和谐的。
Son has sons.Life capacity, that is, he has a very harmony relationship with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在他身上有完全的主权可以带领他的。
Holy Spirit has a great sovereignty to lead him.
可以把神儿子生命的丰富能够交通给他，赐给他的。
Can share the fullness of the son's life into this person.
所以当这个儿子的生命在我们里面的时候，
As the life of Son in us,
你不但可以来到父神面前很自然。
Not only we naturally come before God the Father.
你在面对苦难的时候，你也很自然。
As we face tribulation, it becomes very natural.
因为主耶稣在地上的时候，他面对种种的艰难。
As Lord Jesus has faced a lot of tribulation as he was on earth.
最后才被钉在十字架上。
At the end, he was being crucified on the cross.
那个儿子的生命是也是复活的生命。
The life of Son is also the life of resurrection.
所以罗马书第一章说他从死里复活，显明他是神的儿子。
The chapter 1 of book of Romans says that he's being raised from the dead to reveal that he is the Son of God.
所以今天我们有机会得到神儿子的名分是一件很荣耀的事情。
So it is very glorious that we can receive sonship.
而且以弗所第一章告诉我们说，神在一个时间到的时候，是天上地上一切所有的在基督里面同归于一，这有没有荣耀？
Isn't it glorious as in chapter 1 of book Ephesians that at the due time that God lets all things in heaven and earth to be reconciled in Christ?
我刚刚信主的时候看不出这个荣耀。
I could not see the glory as I just believed in the Lord.
但是当我信主越久的时候，我发现这是件了不起的事情。
But the longer I believe in the Lord, I realize this is such a great thing.
真的很了不起的事情。
It is so wonderful.
神使天上、地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
God lets all things in heaven and earth all be reconciled into one in Jesus Christ.
这不但充满了荣耀。
This is full of glory.
这背后有多大的能力在那里成就这件事情。
And how much great power that works among behind us to complete this.
所以有一个词叫做使万有恢复在基督里面的大能。
So there is a word saying the power to let all things be reconciled in Jesus Christ.
这是神奇妙的工作。
This is the amazing work of God.
很大的荣耀。
This is so great, glorious.
如果我们没有看见他的荣耀，
If we do not see this glory,
我们其实是没有办法往荣耀路去的。
We cannot go into glory.
而且呢，圣灵在我们里面。
And also the Holy Spirit is in us.
其中有一面是做荣耀的灵。
And one side of it is the Spirit of glory.
特别是在患难的时候，特别在这有火炼的试验的时候，那个荣耀的灵与我们同在。
Especially during tribulation, especially during the test like fire, the Spirit of glory is with us.
让我们对神的荣耀有更进一步清楚的机会。
So that we can even draw closer and more clearly of the glory of God.
我想我的时间已经到了。
I think my time is up.
我想就暂时停在这里。
I will stop here.
就是说患难不是一个没有意义的东西。
Tribulation is not meaningless.
困难不是没有意义的东西。
Difficulties is not meaningless.
一面要把我们带进生命的成熟。
On the one side, it will bring us into the matureness of life.
另外一面是把我们带到荣耀里面去。
On the other hand, it will bring us enter into glory.
哥林多前书第二章告诉我们。
The first book of Corinthians chapter 2 tells us
神奥秘的智慧就是叫我们这些蒙恩得救的人被带到荣耀里面去。
The mystery of God's wisdom is to bring us into his glory.
虽然我们对荣耀认识很少，
Although we know very little about glory,
我们需要去思想一下耶稣基督在变化山上面的荣耀。
We have to think about the glory of Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration.
我们也要思想一下耶稣基督在启示录第一章那一个向老约翰显现的那个荣耀。
We also have to think about in book of Revelation chapter 1 how Jesus manifests to John.
神要把我们带到荣耀里去。
God will bring us into glory.
患难是必经的。
Tribulation is what we must go through.
但愿主亲自帮助我们。
May Lord help us.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把所交通的话在无依无靠的仰望在你手中。
Lord, once again we trust in no one, but we give the words we share unto your hands.
求你圣灵在我们身上亲自做启示的工作。
Pray that your Holy Spirit reveals to us.
你教导我们。
Teach us.
带领我们进入你真理的实际。
Bring us in the reality of your truth.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.